There aren't many people sad to see winter go. Most of us in the Northern Hemisphere look forward to the day and time the sun crosses the equator on its journey north. That's the vernal equinox, the beginning of spring. It happened at 6:02 Central Time Wednesday morning. It just didn't feel like spring in these parts. Mike Gillespie is with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls.
We've got a pretty good ridge over the Rockies right now, and the flow coming around that out of the north-northwest is bringing that cool, some say cold, Canadian air right on down, pretty much all the way into Kansas, even Oklahoma.
Gillespie is a hydrologist by profession. He studies precipitation and water and their effects on a given area. There wasn't a lot of water in South Dakota over the last year between late spring and last summer.
Most areas were anywhere from 5 to 15 inches below normal last year. And, you know, when you're looking at the long-term things, you know, we're hopefully not going to see 15 inches above normal precipitation this year. That would cause its own set of problems that we wouldn't want to deal with either.
Gillespie says his forecast models are calling for things to get at least a little better this spring.
We're not going to get all the way out of drought, but we will see probably a one or possibly two category improvement would be my guess right now, between now and the end of May or middle of June. A lot of that has to do with we're getting back into a wetter period. Most of the longer range outlooks right now call for probably normal precipitation with the way we're looking at things for the spring.
According to Gillespie, dry soil can bounce back and be as good as it ever was if there's enough moisture falling on it.
As long as we continue to get normal precipitation, some of that's going to work in there. It's not going to get it back to normal until we see above normal precipitation or get into another winter where, you know, even a if we get to next winter and see normal snowfall and snowpack next winter, that could set us up for being back to normal for the spring of 2014.
Gillespie says right now this weekend looks to provide a fair chance of snow as a system forms in the west. He says that will bring temperatures up a bit and some snow to parts of the region for Thursday night and a few days beyond.
I'm SDPB's Keely Boltina. This spring brings changes to the way weather officials explain and deliver warnings during severe weather. Susan Sanders is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service out of Rapid City.
For people hearing the warning over radio or weather radio, it's going to sound pretty similar. But for people reading the bulletins, especially on the internet, they're going to see that it's a lot easier to find what kind of hail we're either expecting or we've had reports of.
Previous warnings offered a description of storms, but they lacked information about the impact systems like thunderstorms can have. The point of the new format, Sanders says, is to describe the severity of storms as accurately as possible. She says weather experts know the kinds of damage different storm elements cause.
So obviously, if we have quarter-sized hail, it could do some damage to roofs and windows, especially if it's coming with some strong wind gusts, too. But we know baseball-sized hail or larger hail can do a lot more damage.
The new impact statements aren't just for thunderstorms. Sanders says weather officials have opportunities to gauge the level of danger tornadoes present. Instead of simply warning people a twister exists, the National Weather Service examines its assets and likely path.
So for a small tornado that looks pretty weak and the environment really doesn't support a lot of strengthening of that storm, we'll have some light damage indicators in the warning itself. But if we have reports of a huge tornado, the kind that hit Manchester or Bootle a couple of years ago, and it's heading towards a town, we're going to emphasize that there could be more damage.
People can also tell whether the tornado warning is based on radar or if spotters see it.
We really want people to realize the storm is dangerous. And we're giving them information about what's developing with the storm. You know, a lot of our warnings are based on Doppler radar. People don't realize what's actually happened since that first initial warning has been issued. And that will help them make the right choice on it is time to take shelter because we've got a tornado on the ground.
South Dakota is one of several states in the region trying the new system. Kansas implemented the testing last year, but the state didn't get enough severe weather for experts to examine its effectiveness. The test project changes only warnings for tornadoes and thunderstorms. That means severe thunderstorm or tornado watches and flash flood warnings stay the same. And even if South Dakota sees more snow, despite officially welcoming spring, the warning system won't change for winter weather either. With Gary Ellen Bolt, I'm Keely Boltina for South Dakota Public Broadcasting.